Myanmar's military government has shut down the internet as thousands protest on the streets of Yangon and Mandalay. It is the largest demonstration yet since the army seized power. At least 3,000 people have joined marches across Yangon. Protesters also staged a peaceful sit-in rally on a main street in the city. Witnesses tell CNA that riot police are armed but have otherwise not engaged with protesters. But police have held up banners warning people not to cross certain lines or risk facing force. Monitoring group NetBlocks says a near-total internet blackout is in effect. Connectivity has fallen to 16% of ordinary levels. The internet shutdown began hours after the military blocked access to Twitter and Instagram. A temporary ban on Facebook is already in place. The social media platform says it's extremely concerned about the orders. It's called on authorities to unblock access to social media services. The military government says the move is aimed at preventing crowds from mobilizing and to ensure stability. An Australian economic advisor to ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi has sent a message to say he has been detained. But Dr. Sean Turnell said he was unsure what the exact charge was. He also said he's fine and strong. If the Reuters report is verified, this would be the first known arrest of a foreigner following the coup. Dr. Turnell was last seen online on WhatsApp at 10:45 a.m. local time. He's been Ms. Suu Kyi's economic advisor during her time in office. Well, Leong Waikit is joining us live with more. Now, Waikit, we heard that the internet will now be shut for 2 days, and all this while the protest is gaining momentum. Have you been able to get a sense or verify what's happening there?
Well, Jill, in terms of the internet blackout, not all are not able to use the internet. People can still use the internet. I'm still getting tweets from my phone. In fact, the last tweet was from Frontier Myanmar. That was some 12 minutes ago. Some half an hour ago, there were tweets from the Irrawaddy as well as VOA Burmese. Interestingly, though, these tweets from within Myanmar are from news agencies rather than from journalists who are on the ground covering the protests, which means to say that majority of those people who are affected by the internet blockage would be the mobile users. I'm told that in the office, at home, they can still tap on their Wi-Fi. In terms of communication via calls within Myanmar, I'm told that people can still call one another. I have received various calls from contacts from Myanmar, which means they can make international calls out of the country. But when I try to call my contacts, it seems that international calls to Myanmar are blocked. I also want to point out something quite interesting. In the past few days, many people have joined this chat app called Signal, which is said to be more secure in terms of communication. For some context, a lot of people in Myanmar use either Viber or Facebook Messenger. But since Facebook has been blocked, many people have migrated to Signal. Just today, when the protests broke out, as well as when news of the internet blackout came, I had a slew of contacts joining Signal just today. So from friends to business contacts to government officials under Ms. Suu Kyi's administration.
Have you been able to ascertain how the protests themselves are unfolding on the ground?
Well, right now, I'm not seeing any major news lines coming out of Myanmar via Twitter, but I've also been in touch with some witnesses. The last call I had with one of them was at 5 p.m. local time. That's 6:30 p.m. Singapore, Hong Kong time. And I'm told, like you've also said, Jill, that the protests are largely peaceful. There are many people, of course, there are also police who are on standby. There are at least two areas where large-scale protests are held. One of them is on a major intersection on a main road in Yangon. The other place is Sule Pagoda. I beg your pardon, it's near Sule Pagoda and near Sule Shangri-La, which is in the heart of Yangon. Again, people are loud. They are chanting slogans in support of freeing Ms. Aung San Suu Kyi, as well as condemning military rule. They are also shouting at the police, not to antagonize them, but to tell the police, like you said also earlier, to stand with them and that they have a duty to protect the public. The police, however, are very stoic. No emotions. They are not engaging with the protesters. But I've also been told that protesters have left items for the police. Soft drinks, water, snacks. I've also been told that police have taken sips of water from the protesters, but they are not communicating. One key question really is how today's protest will come to an end.
All right, that was Leong Wai Kit giving us a very real sense of those developments in Myanmar. Thank you.